सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर सीइंग द डायलॉग बिटवीन Devahuti and her son Kapil Bhagwan. So Devahuti said that, please tell me about the Jigyasayam Prakrite Purushasya Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtam. I salute you, mother saluting son, and telling him that you know the Tattva. Please tell me about the Purush and Prakriti. I want to know about this. Why she wants to know about that? She said that my indriyas, my organs, sense organs, are always agitated. They are never satisfied. And they are taking me again and again to more and more darkness. More and more darkness. We are creating more and more vasanas. So now she wants to come out. And Kapil Bhagwan says, yoga adhyatmikaha. What we have to practice is adhyatmik yoga. Adhyatmik was a yoga pertaining to Atma. That is Adhyatmik Yoga. He says that will take you to the utmost truth, utmost reality. It will give you utmost benefit also. You will reach that Tattva. What will be the result of this Adhyatmik Yoga? So it is said, we are in Canto 3, Chapter 25, in verse number 13, it is said, atyanta uparati yatra dukkhasya cha sukhasya cha. Atyanta uparati. Uparati means detachment, total detachment. Atyanta, complete detachment. From what? Dukkhasya cha sukhasya. We are always continuously suffering and we are enjoying only impermanent sukh from the world. So uparati, disengagement, detachment from this. Then he said, let me tell you, where is this bandhan and mukti? He says, it is in the mind. Chet kalu asya bandhaya mukta echa atmanomatam. It is in the mind. What is bandhan? Gunesu sakta bandhaya. If we are attached to guna, guna means sattva rajastamas. Sattva rajastamas means maya. Maya means it has got five elements. And in each element there is sattva rajas tamas gun, and from these five elements we, our body is also made, and the whole world is also created from this guna. So he says, if we are attached to our body or the world, it is bandhan. Ratam va punsi mukte, if we, the same mind is attached to Bhagwan, punsi means Bhagwan, Lord, mukte, it is mukti. So the mind which is rebelling in the world is bound. Mind which is rebelling in the Lord is mukta. And in mind what is there? Aham mam. ego is there, mamata is there, possessiveness is there, and that is the cause of kaam, lobh, adi, malai. Malai means impurities. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, madma, sarit, it is all is because of ahamta and mamata. Bitam yada mana suddham, when we go beyond this, when the mind becomes suddha, pure, no kaam, krodh, lobh, madma, sarit is there, then what will happen? Adukham, asukham, samam. Then this dukkha and samaya, you become some, equal. And when you reach that state, it says, nirantaram svayam jyoti. You will find it is self-effulgent when we go beyond mind. When we go beyond mind, then we can also verify whether we have reached that state or not. How to verify that state? It is stated here. Svayam jyoti, it is continuously effulgent. It is total awareness there. And how is that? Animanam. It is very subtle, very subtle. Akhanditam, not fragmented. Even the flame of a lamp is fragmented. One after another flame is coming continuously, but we see one flame. But there, that self-effulgent tattva, there is no fragmentation. No fragmentation there. How will I get it? I want that state. Then he says, jnana vairagya yuktena. We have to have jnana, knowledge. Knowledge about what? Knowledge about that self, jnana. And vairagya, dispassion from where? Not from Bhagwan, dispassion from the world. Vairagya. So you have to have knowledge, number one. Number two, you have to have vairagya from the world. Bhakti yuktena, plus there should be devotion, bhakti. Bhakti yuktena chatmana, then paripasyati, then you will see. If these three things are with us, jnana, vairagya, and bhakti, then we will be able to reach. Okay, then what will happen to prakriti? Udasini prakritim cha hataujasam. The prakriti will be reduced in the strength. Reduced in the strength means the prakriti will be sending sorrow and all that, but we are not affected by that. As if prakriti has become weak. Then he says, this is the Siva Pantha for Brahma Siddhe, for getting that Brahma, for getting that truth or reality. Siva Pantha, most auspicious path is this. Then in verse number 20, it is a prasangam ajaram pasam atmana kabayo vidu kabayo. The wise person says what? Prasangam, strong attachment is the cause of bondage, pasam. And the if same attachment saiva sadhu sukrito moksha dwar apabritam, the moksha dwar will open if the same attachment is with the sadhu. So if we detach ourselves from the world and attach to sadhu, sadhu means satsang, satsang, then what will happen? Moksha dwar apabritam. Moksha dwar, the door to liberation will open. Apabritam, you can just walk. Then who is sadhu? That we have seen, titichva karnuka surat sarva devinam, and all that we have seen. Ta ete sadhva sadhvi sarvasanga vivarjita. E sadhvi, oh my mother, you detach from everything, sanga varjita, detach from the worldly thing. And sangas tesu atha te prarthaya sanga dosaharaite. And then you attach yourself to satsanga. So what satsang will give us? It says sanga dosa hara, remover of the dosa, the shortcoming of attachment. So if you want to detach from the world, you have to come to satsang to know how to detach. How to detach? Sanga dosa hara. You see, Bhagwan is also same thing, and Shankaracharya in Bhaj Govindam also says the same thing. satsangatte nissangatvam. You see, you will become nissangatvam. Same thing. So how to get detached from the world, we learn where? In satsang. In satsang. So what happens in satsang is in verse number 25. Yes, 25. Satam.
25. Satam prasangan mamavira samvidaha bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kathaha tajjeshanad ashu apavarga vartmani shraddharatir bhakti anukramishyati.
Satam. Satam is the pure bhakta. Pure bhakta. Prasangan mama. They are associated with me. Mama means me. Prasangan means they are associated with me. Then what they do? Sambhida. They do the sambhad. They do the discussion. About what? Virya. Virya, wonderful activity of Lord. Then what will happen? Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. This katha, this story will be very pleasing. Rasayana, pleasing. Hrit and karna. In heart and ear. So what will happen with that, this katha? Tat, by that. Josanat, by cultivation. Asu apavarga vartmani. Asu means quickly. Apavarga. Apavarga means mukti. What is this apavarga? We'll see. Vartmani. Vartmani is the path. And you will get sraddha, faith, rati, attraction, bhakti, anukramishyati. Follow in this order. First you will get sraddha, then you will get attraction, rati, and after that, bhakti will come. So, through the fellowship of the saint, one get to hear my stories. In satsang, you will listen to about the Bhagavat story, Bhagavan Katha, leading to a correct and full knowledge of my glory. You will come to know and understand about my aishwarya, about my vibhuti, and which are pleasing to heart as well as to ear. By hearing such stories, one is sure to develop one after another. First will come Shraddha, next will come Rati, attraction, and third will come Bhakti. And this will help us in the realization of Bhagwan or Atma or Brahma, and our ignorance will be over. No more Agyan. So what is this Apavarga? Apavarga. Like ka, kha, ga, ga, nga, is called ka-varga. Similarly, there is cha-varga, ta-varga, there is pa-varga. In pa-varga, what is there? Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. These five letters are there. Pa means stands for papa. Pha stands for karma-phala. Ba stands for bandhan. Bha stands for bhaya, fear. And most stands for mrityu, power. Oh, power, power game is smart. Where these five things are not there. Power means pap, karma phal, bandhan, bhay, mrityu. Oh, power, where these are not there. That means mukti. Mukti. Oh, power, vartmani. So how do we advance in bhakti is stated here. So what we have to do? First we have to do, get engaged in satsang. Satsang. Where sadhu is engaged in bhakti. Acha, bhakti, don't think it's only, bhakti is only puja and japa and upasana is only bhakti. What is bhakti? It's a very broad thing. Even Atma-vichar is also bhakti. Atma-vichar is also bhakti. Then second thing, give up the association to BMI, OET and PFT. Body, mind, intellect, your body. disassociate. It only saying disassociate, it's not saying destroy. Dispassion means, vairagya means, that you detach from there. Don't think that they are the source of your happiness. This is vairagya. Not thinking that my house, my car, my property, my wealth, my children, my parents, they are the source of sukh. This is vairagya. It is, they are not saying that you leave them and go to Himalaya. That is not disassociation. That is physical disassociation. But only the devotees will appreciate the stories of Bhagwan, not others. Others will say, is it possible that a small baby of not even 1 month can kill a asur, putana? Impossible. They will think these are all made up stories. It can never happen. But they don't know the inner meaning. When you come to satsang, they will tell you what is putana, what is other asur they stand for. They all have got inner meaning. All stories have got the inner meaning in Bhagavad. So when you come to satsang, they will tell you this story means this thing, you see. Now the question comes, how to get detachment? Ab batao vairagya. I understand. Vairagya, please tell me about the vairagya. Verse number 26.
Bhaktya puman jata viragaya indriyat drishta srutan madrachana anuchintaya chittasya yatto grahane yoga yuktah yatishyate rijuvir yoga margaihi.
What is the easiest way to get dispassion? It is said here, Bhaktya, by bhakti. By bhakti, puman, any person. Jata viraga, jata viraga, develop vairagya, distaste for the worldly things. Indriyat, what is there in the world? Is the sense objects only. Our senses goes into the sense world to enjoy sense gratification. Then, drishta sruta, seen and heard. Madarachana. Madarachana means Bhagwan's rachana, Bhagwan's glory, Bhagwan's activities, Bhagwan's leela, Bhagwan's sports. Anuchintaya. It's not only chintaya, you think once only, then it's over. Anuchintaya. Anuchintaya means continuously thinking. So, continuously thinking about the Lord, that means mind is engaged there. Chittasya of mind, yata, yoga yukta, yata means engaged, yoga yukta, bhakti yukta. How? Grahan, you have to control your mind. Then yatishyate, yatishyate, he is striving to control his mind. Rijubi yoga margai, rijubi means that is very easy, very simple. What you have to do only is shift from world to Bhagwan. Only this much we have to do. Therefore, he says, it's very easy, you know, comparatively easy. So, by the power of devotion consisting in the constant remembrance of my excellences manifested through my creative and redemptive activities, man gains detachment. Very simple. You see, in mind, in one time, only one thought can be there. Either the thought can be of the world or the thought can be of the Bhagwan. So if the mind is continuously anuchintaya, continuously thinking about the Lord, at that time you are not thinking about the world. See? So simple. You are detached. In bhakti marg, it is so simple. You start thinking about the Lord, you are detached from the world. And it's very scientific. And this way he becomes enthusiastic in spiritual practices and strives to bhakti disciplines which are natural and therefore easy to practice. Earlier also we have said, it's very easy. Why it's easy? But in other marg you require some qualification. In karma mark, in karma yoga, you need to know what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma, and different types of what is kama karma, what is nishiddha karma, all you have to know. In jnan mark, if you want to enter or do the vichar, what we have to do? In jnan mark also, we have to have sadhan chatushtay sampanna, vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti, and mabuchitam. These are required. Prerequisite is there. If you want to do dhyan, again your mind should be peaceful. How to make mind peaceful? In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it is said, you do start pranayam, doing the pranayam. If you do the pranayam, your mind will be peaceful. But what will happen if I stop pranayam? In Upadesar, Bhagavan Raman Maharshi says that they are two branches of the same tree, pranayama and mana. If you start doing pranayama, the mind will be peaceful. Suppose my mind is agitated, so should I continuously go on doing like pranayama? To make mind peaceful. That cannot be done 24 hours. Or by punya karma, if I go on doing punya karma, we have to understand these things. I am not telling don't do punya karma. Do punya karma. It will give you soak. It will purify your mind. Because punya karma is for the happiness of the Lord, for others. Opening a school, opening a hospital. If you have got money, if you open a dharmasala, it's very good. It's a good thing. But for the punya earned, you will get sukh. Suppose if you don't get sukh in this life now, that sukh is lying in the credit of your account. For to enjoy that sukh, you have to again take birth. Again take birth. So in Bhagavad you will find how the world is created, sustained and dissolved. Same thing we will find in Bhagavad Gita also. How the world is created, sustained and everything is there also. So one who listens to Leela and develops Vairagya from world, for sukh and feels more happy in bhakti, he is yogyukta. The moment you start enjoying bhakti, you are yogyukta. Yogyukta. There are many yoga, but the bhakti yoga is rijubhi. Rijubhi means very easy, comparatively very easy. Next.
Asevayayam prakriter gunanam jnanena vairaga vijrimbitena yogena mai arpitaya cha bhaktya mam pratyagatmanam iha varunde.
In this verse, we get the method of realization. What are the steps of realization? It is clearly stated here. Asevayayam prakriter gunanam. The person is not doing service to the sense object born of prakriti, sattva, rajas and tamas. So most of us, all of us rather, we all revel in the world of objects to get joy. So here it is asevaya. Asevaya means you are not engaged there. The first qualification required is that you are not reveling in the sense object. Then, second is jnanena. Jnanena. By knowledge, we have to have the knowledge. Earlier also it was said, jnana, vairagya and bhakti. Knowledge of the self is required by knowledge. Vairagya brijambitena. Vairagya develops. So what is this knowledge? If we analyze, we will come to know that all our sorrows are coming from anatma, from the world. Very easy to decide, I mean to find out. Because there are only two things. One is atma, another is anatma. Atma can never give you dukkh, but anatma is the only remainder. And we all are experiencing dukkha. So who is giving us dukkha? It's the anatma. So if we get this jnana, if we analyze, if we discriminate, who is giving me dukkha? Anatma is giving me dukkha. So what will I do? Vairagya will develop. Are this is giving me, this person is giving me sorrow. I will try to avoid that person. Vairagya. So how will this happen? By knowledge, by jnana. Then yogena mai arpita bhaktya. Then yoga. You have to practice the yoga. Yoga means you have the mind should be concentrated. Mind should be pure. You start thinking about the Lord. This is yoga. Mai arpita cha bhaktya. And for me, bhakti. We have to do the bhakti for Lord also. Then mam pratyak atmana iha abarundhe. Mam. I am present as your Atma inside all of us. Pratyak means inner self. Iha. Iha means here, not after death. Here, avarundhe, he attains here only. So four things are said here. Through renunciation of the material objects of the senses, vairagya from the world. Acha, don't think this means that I will not eat or drink water from now onward. Vairagya yogya. No. Vairagya, I am again and again saying, vairagya means to know that these are not source of my happiness. At this point of time, we think all of these material things are source of my happiness. Therefore, we run to the objects of the world again and again to get that happiness. We don't know the real source of happiness. Real source is only one. So to keep your body fit and healthy, we have to take food, we have to rest also, we have to exercise also, we have to drink water also. These are all need. Don't misunderstand ki aaj se jo hai khana peena sab band, vairagya. Not that way. And through wisdom supplemented by vairagya, wisdom is you analyze, discriminate. What is the source of my sorrow? And the answer you all know, the world is giving me sorrow. Therefore, vairagya, safe distance. Keep safe distance, vairagya. Through yoga, concentrated mind. Mind should be pure. And fourth, through bhakti directed toward me, man attains to me, the self of all embodied soul. In that very life, it's only our scripture says that you can be mukta, you can be liberated while living here, not after death. Mukta. So what is this bhakti? So we have got Navada bhakti, which Prahlad said to his father, Hiranyakasipu. You know, Hiranyakasipu. He was sending Prahlad to school for learning. So one day he came back from school. He asked, what did you learn from the school? That at that time, Prahlad is telling his father, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. He said, this is Adhitam Uttamam. This is what I have understood, and this is Uttamam, this is best. He is telling his father that we should pray to Vishnu. And these are called the Navada Bhakti. We should do this. And his father used to say, there is no Bhagwan. I am Bhagwan, you should worship me. And his own son is saying, no, you should worship Vishnu. Mam pratyagatna uddhati. So when we follow vairagya, bhakti yoga, vairagya is sahaj. Those who are not bhakta, what they do? They do the smart karma, good karma, open dispensary, open hospitals, open school, or dharmasala, this and that they do. And they enjoy that also. So when the mind is fully engaged in the Lord, one gets mukti in this life. And the first step is the sravanam. First step is sravanam. Prahlad says sravanam. Shankaracharya also says, Sravan, Manan, Nithityasan, same thing. We have to listen. So summarily, what is the method of realization? What is realization? Pratyagatma, you have to know your Atman, which is inner self, inside all of us. Pratyagatman. So what is the method? Withdraw from the sense objects. First thing is, withdraw from the world. Withdrawing from the world means what? Now mind is not thinking about the world. Not thinking. Then what you should do? Get the knowledge of the self. What is Atman? Because you want to reach Atman. What is that Atman? Earlier it was said it is Swayam Prakash, it is subtle, akhanditam. So this knowledge we have to get first. Because once we reach there, we have to find out whether we have reached there or not. Verify. And the third is concentrate your mind. Concentrate your mind. After getting the knowledge, after vairagya, after withdrawing mind from all the sense objects, then concentrate your mind. This is step number three. 1, 2, 3. And the fourth is the bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. So where is Lord sitting? He's just behind the mind. He's sitting there. Just behind the mind, he's sitting there. So this much was said by Kapil Bhagwan. Now Devahuti asks some questions.
Devahuti ruvacha kachitvai uchita bhaktihi kidrishi mama gochara yayapadam te nirvanam anjasan vashnava aham.
Kachit is what? Kachit, what? Tvai uchita bhakti. Tvai uchita bhakti means whatever you said about the bhakti, uchita bhakti. Kidrishi, what is the kind? What kind of it is? What is its nature? Mam gochara. Mam gochara, it will be fit for me. So she is expecting a bhakti from her son Kapil Bhagwan, which is suitable for her. Which is suitable for her. Mam gochara. Yaya padam te nirvanam anjasa anvasnava aham. Yaya, by which padam, that feet. Feet of that Lord, Bhagwan Vishnu. Te nirvanam. Nirvanam is mukti. Te nirvanam, mukti. Anjasa, soon. You see the urgency. Devahuti wants the bhakti anjasa, soon, immediately. I want that mukti. She has suffered so much that she is in urgent need of that mukti. Anjasa. Anvasnava. Anvasnava is attain. Aham. I want to attain that mukti as soon as possible. As soon as possible, I want it. Okay. So, Devahuti, after hearing the statement of the Lord, what kind of bhakti is worth developing and practicing to help me easily? You see, the question, I want easily, which is suitable for me. And immediately attain, I want as early as possible. As early as possible, the service of your lotus feet. She knows he is the avatar of Vishnu, Kapil Bhagwan. So, we have to see the urgency of Devahuti, number one. We should also understand it is very urgent for all of us. For all of us. Many times I have mentioned those who have crossed 40 years, according to Shankaracharya, after Viparinmate, which ends at 40 years, apakshiyate, we have started declining. And we all understand that our strength and all that has started coming down slowly. And the last station is vinashyati. So we have already crossed 5 stations. Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinmate, apakshiyate. We are coming down, approaching the last station. We should all understand the urgency of this knowledge. And it is said by Kapil Bhan, you can get it here, iha, while living, we can get it. How? Jnana vairagya bhakti. You have to know jnana, vairagya, vairagya from word, and bhakti. So who can do it? In Bhagavad Gita it says anybody can do bhakti, anybody. Even sudurachari, sudurachari. Achar, conduct. Durachar, bad conduct. Sudurachar, extremely bad conduct. Even a person with such a qualification, if he turned, Lord says he is called sadhu. So anybody can become bhakta. Anybody, anytime. Anybody can become bhakta anytime. So many people think earlier time, a laborer thinks, no, I cannot become bhakta. No, he can become. A merchant can become bhakta. There was a lot of confusion earlier also. The women cannot chant Gayatri Mantra. They cannot get this knowledge. This is only for one type of persons. No. Everybody can do it. Now, the word Nirvan has come. What is the meaning of Nirvan? Van means arrow. Dhanusvan. Dhanus, bow and arrow. Ramji's weapon is what? Bow and arrow. Van. So what is the function of van? Van, it attacks him. And that person suffers. Suppose I throw an arrow at somebody, what will happen? He will suffer. Similarly, we all are attracted by three types of van. Three types of van. Van means arrow. One is the dukkha van. We all have suffered dukkha in life. No exception. No exception. Van, dukkha van. Second van is ajnan van. Ajnan, ignorance. Ignorance of what? Our true nature. All of us, we don't know our true nature. That we are Atman, we are Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. We have heard it, but still not experienced it. We are still ignorant. And third ban is Mrityu ban. We are all subject to death. So we all are suffering with three van. One is the dukkha van, another is a jnana van, and third one is mrityu van. Nirvan means what? Nirvan means where these three van are not there, three arrows are not there. Where there is no dukkha, there is no ajnana, there is no mrityu. What is that state? What is that state? That is Satchit Anand. In Satchit Anand, there is Anand, there is no dukkha. In Satchit Anand, the chit is gyan. There is no agyan there. And in Satchit Anand, it is Sat. It is always present. There is no mrityu there. Nirvan means to reach that state where there is no sorrow, no ignorance, and no death. That is state of Nirvan. And Devahuti wants that state. And she won urgently. Next.
Tade tanme vija.
No, yo 29.
Yo yogo bhagavad vanah निर्वाणात्मस्त्वयोदितः कीदृश कतिचाङ्गानि यतस्तत्त्वावबोधनम्।
यह योग मीन्स द योग विच यू हैव सजेस्टेड भगवानो निर्वाण आत्म त्वयोदितः। त्वयोदितः मीन्स एक्सप्लेन्ड बाय यू। निर्वाण आत्म मीन्स द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ निर्वाण। नाउ वी आर थ्रोइंग ए बाण टुवर्ड द लॉर्ड। What is that one? It's the bhakti one. By that bhakti one, I want to get that satchit anand. Kidrisa, what is its nature? Katicha angani? How many limbs are there? Please tell me about that. How many branches are there? Yat tattva avabodhanam. Yat means by which? Tattva, the truth. Avabodhanam. Avabodhanam means I can realize, I can understand that tattva. Please tell me about that. So what is the character of the yoga discipline referred to by you, O embodiment of the Supreme Bliss? O embodiment of the Supreme Bliss means Kapil Bhagwan is Satchidananda. He has taken avatar. As a direct means to God perception, please tell me how can I get the direct perception? As well as the realization of the truth. I want to know the truth also, Satchidananda also I want to know. And how many are the processes supplementary to the same? In detail, you tell me. In detail. So we have got different type of yoga. Normally we know Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga. Why we have got four yoga? Because we have got two subtle equipment, mind and intellect. And there can be only four variations of mind and intellect. Variation number one, mind is predominant. Variation number two, intellect is predominant. Variation number three, mind and intellect are equal. And variation number four, mind and intellect are not developed. If you can find fifth combination, please let me know. We'll refer it to Bhagwan for another solution. So one who is mind predominant, for them bhakti marg is there, prescribed. And most of the people are emotional, you know. Most of us are emotional, so therefore we love bhakti. We love bhakti. Those who are rationals, they always want answers. Why this? Why this? Why you are doing this thing? Why you are doing puja? For them, Gyan Marg is recommended. And those who switch from mind to intellect, intellect to mind, they are equal. For them, Karma Yoga is suggested. And those whose mind are not developed fully, mind and intellect not fully developed, for them, Hatha Yoga is prescribed. What is Hatha Yoga? I will not sleep for 1 year. I will stand on one leg, Hatha Yoga. I will sleep on the bed of thorns, Hatha Yoga. I will keep mown, silence, Hatha Yoga. I want to regulate my pranas, breathing, Hatha Yoga. Don't misunderstand. Pranayam help us to make our body energetic, fit. Because pranajara are the storehouse of energy. So without bhakti, vairagya will not come, number one. Without bhakti, unless the mind is transferred toward the Lord, vairagya will not come. So we should try to turn our mind to Lord. If the mind is turned toward the Lord, that mind is no more available for the world. At present, our mind is fully engrossed in the world, therefore that mind is not available to the Lord. Now we have to change the position. So what will be the result of the bhakti? रिजल्ट ऑफ भक्ति यत गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तत् धाम परमम मम, यत गत्वा व्हेन रीचिंग देयर आफ्टर दैट देयर इज नो मोर रिटर्न. इफ आई रीच टू द अबोड ऑफ भगवान देन आई विल स्टे देयर ओनली, देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ कमिंग टू मर्त्यलोक. और त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सो अर्जुन. ओ अर्जुन, व्हेन यू लीव दिस बॉडी आफ्टर दैट यू विल नॉट कम बैक, न पुनर्जन्म, नो मोर बर्थ. भक्ति, अच्छा इफ यू वॉन्ट पुनर्जन्म देन डोंट डू इट. इन वन ऑफ द क्लास आई आस्क वन पर्सन, आई मान ए क्वेश्चन, डू यू वॉन्ट टू रीबॉर्न, वन पर्सन सेड यस. If that be your case, then you need not study anything. Then you are okay. Whatever you are doing, you go on doing, you will be definitely reborn. So, Bhagavat Baan means what? Bhakti Yoga is like an arrow aiming the Lord to reaching to Bhagwan. That is Bhagavat Baan. So, Prakriti is giving us three Baan to us. Dukkha Baan, arrow of sorrow, arrow of ignorance, and arrow of death. What we are doing? We are also shooting one arrow of bhakti toward the Lord. Bhakti is Bhagavat Baan, you know. Therefore, it is said Bhagavat Baan here.
Tadetan me vijanihi yathaham mandhadhir hare सुखं बुद्धेय दुर्बोधं योषा भवदनुग्रहात्.
तद एतत् मे, दैट सेम मे मीन्स मी, बिजानी ही एक्सप्लेन, आई वॉन्ट टू नो, प्लीज एक्सप्लेन टू मी. यथा अहम, सो दैट आई, मंदधी हरे, ओ लॉर्ड आई एम मंदधी, आई एम डल, आई एम नॉट वेरी इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन, मंदधी. सुखम, so whatever you tell me, I should easily understand. You tell me or explain me in such a way, it is sukham, easily I can understand. Buddhaye, understand. Durbodham, yosa, is very difficult to know. Yosa, for a woman, it's very difficult. Bhavat anugraha, but by your grace I will get. So by your grace I want to get that bhakti easily so that I can understand and practice it. So kindly explain all this to me in such a way that I, a dull-witted woman, O Hari, may understand the difficult process with ease by your grace. So Gyan Marg is difficult, we know. We have to have a sadhan chatushta sampanna. But even with the grace of the Guru, one can get also. Immediately, if the adhikari is uttam, like Thakur Ramakrishna, just touched Vivekananda. That happened. Because the adhikari was that fit. It happened immediately. In case of Shankaracharya also, we find one of the sisters, he was dull. But he used to serve Bhagwan, Shankaracharya. Hastamalka. Hastamalkacharya. He has got a state of stotra also for everything he said. So it happens. So Devuti is requesting his son, Kapil Bhagwan, that I am less intelligent. Be merciful on me. And you tell me bhakti in such a way so that I can easily understand, I can do it. This is the request of Devuti. Then next.
Maitreya uvacha विदित्वार्थं कपिलो मातुरित्थं जातस्नेहो यत्र तन्वा विजातः तत्त्वां नायं यत् प्रवदन्ति सांख्यं प्रोवाच वै भक्तिवितान योगं.
विदित्वार्थं, हैविंग नोन द पर्पज, सो कपिल भगवान इज लिसनिंग, व्हाट एवर सी हैज आस्क्ड ही इज लिसनिंग. कपिलो मातुरित्थं, मातुरित्थं मीन्स ऑफ हिज मदर, दस इतम मीन्स दस. जात स्नेहो बिकेम कंपैशनेट, करुणा केम, यू नो, ओहो माई मदर वॉन्ट्स टू नो अबाउट दैट तत्व, कंपैशन कम्स. यत्र ऑन हर वाई तनु अभिजाता, तनु तनु मीन्स बॉडी, अभिजाता बिकॉज ही इज बॉर्न फ्रॉम हर बॉडी. कपिल भगवान इज बॉर्न फ्रॉम देवती, सो तनु अभिजात है. तत्वामनायम, तत्वामनायम मीन्स इज द गुरु शिष्य परंपरा, दिस तत्व कम्स इन द गुरु शिष्य परंपरायाम. यत प्रवदंती विच दे कॉल सांख्यम, सांख्यम इज द सांख्य, सांख्य मीन्स प्रकृति एंड पुरुष एडेड विद भक्ति. सो द स्पेशलिटी ऑफ सांख्य योग इज इट टॉक्स अबाउट पुरुष, इट टॉक्स अबाउट प्रकृति एंड इट टॉक्स अबाउट भक्ति. वॉट इज पुरुष? पुरुष इज द स्पिरिट. वॉट इज प्रकृति? इज द इनर्ट मैटर. सो सांख्य योग टॉक्स अबाउट आत्मा, पुरुष. सांख्य योग टॉक्स अबाउट प्रकृति, अनात्मा. एंड इट टेल्स अबाउट भक्ति ऑल्सो. सांख्यम प्रोवाच ही डिस्क्राइब वही इनफैक्ट भक्ति वितान योगम फॉर स्प्रेडिंग भक्ति एंड फॉर रियलाइजिंग द ट्रुथ. सो दस लर्निंग हिज मदर्स डिजायर एंड प्रॉम्प्टेड बाई लव फॉर हर हु गेव बर्थ टू हिज बॉडी कपिल रिवील द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ सांख्य दर्शन, पुरुष एंड प्रकृति, एंड ऑल्सो ऑफ भक्ति एंड द साइंस ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन दैट फॉर्म देयर बैकबोन. सो कपिल भगवान सांख्य योग डोंट थिंक इट इज ओनली अबाउट द पुरुष एंड प्रकृति, इज नॉट अबाउट द पुरुष एंड प्रकृति ओनली, इट इज विथ भक्ति. वॉट इज द पुरुष? पुरुष मीन्स दैट लाइफ स्पार्क, दैट चैतन्य, दैट आत्मा, सच्चिदानंद, ब्रह्मन, दैट इज पुरुष. वॉट इज प्रकृति? प्रकृति मीन्स माया, सत्तरजस्तमो गुण, हाउ एवोल्यूशन केम, हाउ फ्रॉम अव्यक्त टू व्यक्त एवरीथिंग केम डाउन, ही विल एक्सप्लेन एवरीथिंग. एंड विथ भक्ति एंड द कॉन्सेंट्रेशन ऑफ माइंड, दीज आर ऑल्सो एडेड इन द सांख्य योग. एंड दैट हाउ सांख्य योग इज गोइंग ऑन, इट इज अ गुरु शिष्य परंपरा, गुरु शिष्य परंपरा. And Kapil Bhagwan has said, I am going to tell you the same Sankhya Yoga which I started earlier also. And it is lost. So it is not a new thing. It's not a new thing. Sri Bhagwan Vacha. We will take up in our next class because we have to take two verses at a time, 32 and 33. Together we have to take. So we will take up in our next class.
Mangala arati priya pritamaki mangala priti riti don ki mangala kanti hasani dasanan ki mangala murali binadun ki mangala arati mangala banika tribhangi hari ki मंगल सेवा सब सहचर की मंगल सिर चंद्रिका मुकुट की मंगल छवि नयन में अटकी मंगल आरती मंगल छटा फवि अंग अंग की मंगल गौर श्याम रस रंग की मंगल यति कटि पियरे पटकी मंगल चितवनी नागर नटकी मंगल आरती मंगल शोभा कमल नयन की मंगल माधुरी मृदुल बैन की मंगल वृंदावन मगट की मंगल क्रीड़न यमुना तट की मंगलारती मंगल चरण यरुण तरुवन की मंगल करनी भगति हरि जन की मंगल जुगल प्रिया भावन की मंगल श्री राधा जीवन की मंगलारती मंगलारती ॐ न तत्र सूर्यो भाति न चन्द्र तारकम् नेमा विद्युतो भान्ति कुतो यमग्निः तमेव भान्तमनुभाति सर्वम् तस्य भासा सर्वमिदं विभाति ॐ देवकी नन्दनाय विद्महे वासुदेवाय धीमहि तन्नो कृष्ण प्रचोदयात् ॐ वृषभानुजायायै विद्महे कृष्णप्रियायै च धीमहि तन्नो राधा प्रचोदयात्।